listening to Shift Happens on Kootenai Co-op Radio. All right. You're listening to Shift Happens on Kootenai Co-op Radio for February the 20th, 2018. Woohoo!
And the 25th.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. You're right. Anyway, my name is Jeff, as you guys already know. And what's your name, dear?
I'm Anna.
Okay.
And today we're talking to Nick and Jordan.
Tyson.
Oh. Almost got it.
It's so close.
But not at all. Like, at all.
Okay.
No more laughter. This is a very subdued show.
Right. Yeah. I had fun. We can't have any of that.
We were just talking about the whole Mike Tyson thing, and then I went and said Jordan. Anyway, you can tell I was just thinking sports person.
Exactly. So you were thinking it was Michael Jordan.
Right.
He's a little short for that.
Yeah.
And the wrong color, too. Yeah.
Anyway, you guys are doing a open mic at the Royal every second Sunday?
That is correct.
Right. So tell us about this open mic. It's a really interesting premise called church.
Yeah. So basically, we started at 4:20 on Sundays at the Royal on Baker Street. It runs alternatively every second Sunday. Tyson and I, we more or less like kind of hold space for people to have a chance, if they've never got up publicly before, to do it in a safe, positive, warm environment to kind of express yourself. The idea is that Tyson and I say a few of our own sort of philosophies or comedies or rants, but we play interactive games and then we open the floor to anybody to say, go for your life. Like, do you want to do a dance? Do you want to do a monologue? Do you want to do a rant? Like, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as you're being respectful, creative, and we're really just going to encourage you for giving it a go. So it's not about results. We're just all about, damn it, good on you. You are amazing. Like, let's celebrate you and give you this time to have an absolute ball.
Could I do a striptease?
Absolutely. Yeah? As long as we get to play something from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah, oh, I love that movie.
Right on.
One rule we do have is if you do a striptease, you do have to cover yourself in milk as well.
Oh, yes. Chocolate milk, I imagine.
Correct.
It covers up more, right?
Yes,
you
yes.
know it all too well.
We're not discriminatory at all.
All right, okay, cool. So. Oh, boy, this is going to be a really long hour. Isn't it?
Hang on, we're here for an hour.
Yeah, an hour.
Cool.
So why do you call it church?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's the first thing I gotta ask.
No, it's a good question. I guess the idea was church for two reasons. One, it's on Sundays.
Okay.
If you haven't guessed, Tyson and myself are from Australia.
Really, I never.
No,
never
no, no.
Noticed
I,
that.
I guessed.
Yeah. No, no. Whoops a day. Surprise. But back home in the sunny time that it is now, we tend to have sort of Sunday sessions. So you kind of turn up early in the afternoon with your mates. You have a few beers in the sun, and you finish by sort of 7, 8 o'clock, and you go home, you nap, and you're right for work the next day. So it was like Sunday church that could kind of work. And the other idea was, I guess it was a subtle kind of playoff of the idea of a church. Like, we really want to sort of create some communion and some community and, I guess canonize a lot of the things that I feel religion are very beautiful for in many ways by being accepting and welcoming everybody in and sort of having that spiritual element to it that people can ascertain to and also sort of just appreciate, even if you don't quite understand it.
So are you really good at being judgmental too?
Oh,
I'm
massively.
Just thinking being in line with church.
I'm prejudiced with a capital P.
Oh.
Okay, I thought this was all about tolerance. I don't know.
Oh, no, it's absolutely 100% about tolerance. Like, as long as you are, like, thinking about others and respecting people as, you want to be treated and you'd like to be, respected yourself, we're all for it, But we do say before we do it, be mindful of the people here. There's lots of different opinions, we don't want to step on anybody's toes, that kind of idea. There's no, this is right, this is wrong, but just make sure you're aware of everybody's feelings, because we can't basically make something special and have a sense of community if we're not all thinking about each other. And I suppose that's sort of what we'd like for church to sort of be, a platform for a bit of the wonderfully eclectic nature of Nelson to have a voice to be heard. So more or less a platform for the people.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that the main reason we did decide to do it as well, Nick, was because we liked Nelson so much and we just wanted to have a safe environment without judgment for people to be able to get up and express themselves. Yeah, basically.
And so it's a Nelson church, so it's held on 420.
Yep, 420 in the
in a bar.
Yep, 420 right. in the bar.
And there's probably a lot of green involved too, right? So that would be a Nelson tradition, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, basically. All right. Cool.
And you can drink in this church.
You can drink in this church. Oh. We even have confessions as well. We have a box and we ask, it's all anonymous, you know, to write down your confessions. And we usually read the best of them and we sort of read them out like halfway through the show. So, you know, we usually get a couple of pretty, I don't know, good crackers. but yeah, it's really fun.
I confess that I don't like Australians.
I love your country and I love you.
Ooh.
How does that make you feel?
He put me in my place, didn't he? Yeah.
Do you want to come over to my place, actually?
Well, if there's confession involved with alcohol, why not? Yeah, sure.
So how long have you guys been doing this?
Since you got here?
No, not since we got here. Close. We did one back in December, which was the first one, I think.
Yeah.
And we had a bit of a hiatus over New Year in January with a few bookings with the bar. And now we've managed to cement it from this Sunday onwards. Every second Sunday for the indefinite time in the future, we will be running church.
Yeah.
We had one two weeks ago, and that was our most successful one yet. It was really powerful and incredibly compelling. And so we're going to be doing it for as long as we're here in Nelson. I can't see either of us going anywhere for a long time.
Unless they kick you out.
Well, we have had lots of troubles, but you know, no one's listening, so.
go ahead.
Well, I think it's a really cool, as a kid, I went to church. I wish it had been the way you guys sound like you're doing it.
You didn't go to church.
I did
once or twice as a kid.
No, I
went twice a week for over a decade, dear. There's a big difference.
Was that actually, willingly or
well?
No. He was raised in a
cult.
Let's
say I was. Hey, now get out of here. They're laughing at me now.
We're all raised in cults somewhat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Kind of.
I think I went to a fairly normal, you know, Baptist Canadian church, but it was still a lot of judgment and not very much fun.
They are, yeah. Mm. Yes. They can be. They can be.
Yeah, absolutely. They can be.
Yeah.
So this sounds like the combination of community and honesty and philosophy. I think I need to go see this thing.
Yeah, well, you know, in all honesty or in all seriousness, I really did have that kind of background, right?
Yeah.
And that's the one thing, like after I left all of that BS behind, it's the one thing that I missed was the sense of community where, you know, once or twice a week I'd get together with other people that I thought were my friends at least.
Yeah.
They were just quietly judging me, behind my back or whatever, but I had the illusion of that, right? Mm. And that's the one thing that you know, really has tugged at my heart when I talk to people who have some kind of a club that they're part of, at least, where they have that sense of community.
Yeah.
And that is something that, well, we haven't had in quite a while. Mm-hmm. We've tried in many different respects, but quite often what happens is, like, you go along and everything is really kind of cool. And then what happens is the truth comes out. Like, you know what I mean? And then you go, oh, God, what did I just do? And then you run for the door and go drink.
Basically.
Right? Yeah.
I think it's really easy for, like, any human being to want that communion, especially if they're not sure about what they're doing with themselves at a time, then that is why people do get involved with organizations that may not be there for the right reasons. You can get trapped in that. That's kind of what we wanted to do, is make something fun, And we're all there for the right reasons, which is expressing yourself as well as being entertainment. And to be honest, it's just really, really good to get together on a Sunday with a group of good people and have a chat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get heavily inebriated.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not everyone does drink.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
We do.
We have a couple.
Yeah, exactly. Which is always a good time.
You're Australian, then. Yeah. Come on.
Stereotypes. And
what are you saying?
What do you mean?
Is it Foster's?
Okay, I need to dispel a myth. Foster's is an English beer that's marketed off Australia's like image. It's the cupcakes are here.
Ooh, cupcakes.
This doesn't make any sense.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, so this is before we arrived here.
Oh my goodness.
Someone has ordered us cupcakes and we have no idea who it's from.
How sweet is
that? We only told like a handful of people we were doing this, and so we have a mystery cupcake angel. Whoever you are out there, I just want to say I love you.
They obviously love you for what you're doing.
Yeah, this is fantastic. We are chuffed little cherubs. Thank you.
Did you two know about this?
Did you know about the cupcakes?
No. So we have no idea.
Do you guys want a cupcake?
They look great. We're just not doing a sugar thing, which is really, really unfortunate.
Depressing.
At those cupcakes right now.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Nick, explain like what happened with this International Women's Day thing.
Oh, okay. So Tyson and I, at the Royal, Tyson and I, we've been lucky enough from the people who are in positions higher than us up in the Royal to get a bit of creative influence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Tyson and I run a trivia night every week as well on Tuesday. It's running tonight at 8:00.
Yeah.
Same thing, interactive games, chilled out. We just get up, have a bunch of jokes, write a bunch of questions. It's a time. But last week,
party a lot, don't you? That's all you do is party. Am I right?
I party with Pi, the number.
Okay. All right.
I party a lot with Pi.
We like to socialize. I love being around people, and if that involves a beer, then I'm not going
to
say no.
I think being positively infectious is great in a social sense. That was written by my high school teacher, and I just pulled that out of nowhere.
Justifying our alcoholism.
My high school teacher told me that too. Yeah.
But you know, you actually make a good point. I mean, our show is quite philosophical in nature. It's not all good times, whatever.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm doing the show by myself. It's definitely not all good times. Is it, dear? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, we started this whole thing. For the first 10 minutes, there was a lot of laughter. And there's a lot of, like, it's infectious, is it not?
It is.
We try to keep it light and entertaining and everything else, but it brings it to a whole other level when everybody's just laughing. Like, one person sets off the next, sets off the next, sets off the next. So I can totally get what you guys are doing. And I think it's really cool that you're here. Like, what brought you to Nelson from Down Under? Did I say Down Under correctly?
Perfectly.
Perfectly. Yeah. For a Canadian trying to say an Australian
you
accent.
You actually gave me some tingles.
Pretty much bang on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you did.
I have that effect on people normally.
I shiver at your voice.
Have we got to Nelson? Okay, so there's four of us, four good friends who all came here from Australia together. We all met up in the United States, and then when we were in the United States, we truly did not know what we were going to do when we came to Canada. So we had to start picking mountains, and we had a friend who...
Mountains as in ski hills.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ski mountains. So we had a plethora of options, and we really had no idea. We did have a friend who came to Nelson last year. He recommended it, but... When it came down to it, when we looked at the reviews, it just said Nelson was a chill, hippie town with a little bit of an artsy scene, quite a lot going on, and we're just like, done.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And I just need to quickly say, I am so glad that I picked Nelson.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. Since we've got here, we have just had countless good times after good times.
Oh,
the amount of amazing people we've met is just ridiculous. We absolutely love it. So we feel really, really lucky to be here.
Good for
and
you.
To be super talking good to you guys as well.
So super blessed.
Like, genuinely. Yeah. Like, it's amazing here.
So are you going to stay forever then?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Single and ready to mingle.
Marry me.
Well, that's,
come on.
That was the next thing. Like, okay, if there's any really attractive, I'm assuming females.
We're not doing that.
Not doing that.
Oh, we can. But it's not. Yeah, no.
No. What I'm saying is you know, hey, I hope you find love with some local people, because then if you get married, then you can stay here forever, right? They won't kick you out of the country.
That is
see,
true.
That's what was going through my head here.
Yeah, we are very kick-outable.
Yeah. Kick-outable.
We're not at all.
No. But I am making up words. Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to stay here for as long as possible. It's treated us so well. And but back home, I used to do a few sort of community events. And it was always a really nice way to see the town sort of change in a positive light. And I've always kind of liked to do is influence of giving back. And if the way we did the last church, we won't stop it tomorrow. We're going to do it, you know, for as long as we can. But in my eyes, I could see us actually finishing it, because last time we did it, we had a young man who felt so compelled by the atmosphere that was created and the safety and the encouragement that was there, that he more or less shared his deepest, darkest secrets and woes in a public bar and a microphone. And it was absolutely encapsulating.
It was insane.
And it was absolutely moving. People who had come in who didn't know what was going on were honestly wiping tears away. And it ended with this enormous, like, group hug in the bar. Like, he got off stage and, like, 10, 15 people just came in, we were chanting, and everyone was just in absolute jubilation. And it was quite a powerful scene to happen.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Well, it's powerful because when one person has the courage to do that, then it encourages other people to do the same. And so much of how we destroy ourselves is the secrets that we hold on to, right?
Yes, exactly.
And, I mean, I'm very proud that I got rid of my secret about my issues with Australians on mic on this show today, for example.
I couldn't agree more. Let's get rid of them.
It's all about expression.
Now, okay, what you guys are talking about, though, reminds me of an interview that we did several months ago with a gentleman by the name of Andre. Why don't you tell him about that? Or do you want me to do it?
Go ahead.
I didn't want to put you on the spot, but he's done something similar in Calgary. But what his thing was, he wanted to have dry dances. So what he ended up doing is renting... he worked out an arrangement with one of the biggest bars in Calgary, and I believe it was on a Sunday. Yeah, it was a Sunday again, but it's absolutely dry. So that people we joke about alcohol and all of that, but for those of that are listening, for example, that want to have a good time, they want to go out and dance, they want to go and socialize, but they don't want to be around people who are fall down drunk and slobbering everywhere or hitting on everybody. He wanted to create an environment for them, and it really worked. They actually made more money on their bottom line without alcohol sales. Mm. And so it was the same thing. I mean, they were totally... totally impressed by what he was organizing. And I think he does it, is it once a week or once a month?
Well, when we talked to him, he was just in the process of starting that, but he was going to try to do it once a week. But what he was doing was going above and beyond with drinks, like, you know, all these really special shots, like mega health shots, all kinds of
so
they
mocktails
were paying a healthy amount for it, but it was
I think that's a great idea.
Alcohol free.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
although sometimes, you know, I think the reason he was doing that was because he and a group of friends were alcoholics and recovered and didn't want to be around alcohol. But in a situation like you're talking about, I think sometimes alcohol can help a little bit. To loosen people up and
loosens
to get them
the
up
lips.
On stage. It does.
It definitely does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it definitely does. We don't encourage it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people come and don't drink and still really, really enjoy themselves. But I definitely don't mind having a beer on a Sunday with a group of people. For that socializing kind of aspect of it.
If there's a little bit of Dutch courage that's needed, fantastic. But we're not encouraging you to sort of be in an inebriated state to be able to do this.
Yeah.
We're more kind of saying like, you can do this without it, you know, and if you need that, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, that vice, I guess, it does make it easier. I mean, I know when I was first trying to speak publicly and do those sorts of things, it was a little bit of a booster. Like, I know I can do it now without it. But, it's an option, but, you know, I mean, it's probably not the most profitable thing to say for a bar, but we don't encourage it in that sense. We'd rather you do it naturally, because then it's really authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But public speaking is like one of the biggest fears out there.
Huge.
I think it's the number one fear, actually.
Yeah.
I'm fine sitting here in the studio when I can't see anybody, but if I was standing in front of 1,000 people, I'd probably be nervous.
Oh, no doubt.
But actually, you're sitting in front of much more than 1,000 people
know,
right now,
I know, but I
don't
see them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. You're not seeing them quietly judge you.
Wow.
Deep.
People are listening to this. Help me.
Are you out there?
You look great, by the way.
Oh, my God. Silky smooth.
So you guys do other things.
On Tuesdays we run a trivia night. All the events that Tyson and I are running and a few of the other ones at the Royal are free these days. So we do a trivia night that's free on Tuesday tonight. Every week. It starts at 8 o'clock, goes for a few hours. It's a good laugh and a ton of fun. And then Wednesdays we do a free reggae night. So a bunch of DJs come in and spin reggae tracks, and you know, it starts from 9 p.m. onwards and goes till we shut the bar. But again, it's always free. And then on Thursdays I actually run an open mic night. So I set up the stage with the drum kit, the bass, the electric, the didgeridoo, the harmonicas, all the slapsticks, the piano, the microphones. We have a wonderful setup there, and I'm there from like 8-9 o'clock onwards, and basically we just go from there. I play a few different instruments, but the idea is, so like if you'd want accompaniment, you can have it. But same kind of idea as the Royal. Like, what I'd love for it to be is, you know, for people who have never necessarily done things publicly, or you know, they're a bit scared about doing it, it's a chance you to test the waters without sort of having your name up on a billboard or just a poster or anything and having extra pressure. And it's really nice, and you know, it's very informal, it's very familiar. It's, you know, a lot like this, very ad hoc, like, hello. Like, when we walked in here, it was great. Like, we felt comfortable straight away.
It's
like,
lovely.
It was very warming. It was, like, cool. Fantastic. Like, this is great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
So how did you guys make this connection with the Royal? It sounds like it's
I got a job there on the first day I got to Nelson. My background's in nursing, actually. So I worked in nursing in Australia for a few years and a bunch of other jobs, and I hadn't really done much in hospitality, but I guess my people skills in that sense lent really well to trying to get a job in a bar. And my manager went, yep, we'll have a punt on this guy. And I started out there just working, pulling beers, but now I kind of do a little bit of everything. And with doing that, I was like, hey, I've got some great ideas. And I've known Tyson from Tome. And Tyson, I've seen actually speak publicly to over 1,000 people. And it's been incredible. Like, commanded the audience. It's been very funny. And so...
Commanded? You were telling them what to do?
There were 10 of them. And they were really intense.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
I multiply.
10 Tyson?
Tyson, Tyson.
But no, so I guess... Because I was thinking, what can we do to try and sort of reinvigorate the bar, give it a little bit of life in many ways? Because it's a great spot, and lots of people tell me about
it. I've always loved the space.
Yeah, it's, you know,
but they've had some issues over the last couple of years.
Everyone's been saying that.
I mean, I'm not privy to them personally, and you know, politics are politics. But I guess trying to give it as much as a spark as we can. But yeah, so I was like, well, Tyson has this brilliant talent. I think if there was an option for him to express it for him, we could possibly do a lot of good. And
what's his talent?
Multiplying 10 times.
Oh, multiplying. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, come on.
Self-cloning immediately. Do you want to see?
Just so everyone knows, there are now two of me.
Hi, I'm Tyson.
No, I've just done a bit of public speaking in the past, at festivals and things like that.
Okay.
a lot of it comedy and a lot of it just my, like, vocalizing my perceptions of consciousness. Because it is really, really bizarre and weird to be a conscious human being on this planet. So I just vocalize the way I think about it, try to make a bit of fun with it to make people feel comfortable because, it can be stressful sometimes. For sure.
Yeah. Well, especially when you're trying to live by a different paradigm, right? I mean, that's the same thing with us. I mean, we do this show and we like to do interviews. We like to find out about people's, well, their experiences and what they find interesting and blah, blah, blah. But really the core of our show is, it's quite philosophical.
Cool.
We're trying to understand. Well, exactly. Like, you know, the shifts that happen in people's lives, right? Yeah. And, you know, when you look back on your life, and I guess that would be a good question to ask you guys right now. Normally we do this at the end of the show.
But doing
this, like, okay, did you have an awakening at some time in your life that made you realize that this was the kind of stuff that you wanted to do? And if you had that awakening, then can you describe it? And then how did it spin off? I mean, obviously, you guys are ready to go on the Tonight Show or, you know, within 6 months or something like that, right? So, I mean, it's great to hang out with people that are going to, you know, they're on the verge of being really famous. And give me money when that happens, okay?
Because
we help you get there.
Almost 20%.
Do you want your own jelly bean range? Jeff's Jellies?
Yeah, sure.
We can market you?
Sure.
Jeff's Jellies jingles.
Sure.
So to answer that question as best I can, I think maybe sometime in college.
Don't eat those things.
Don't you dare.
All right.
I'm really hungry.
Get your hands off the cupcakes.
I need them to be over here. Second Tyson, put that down. Okay, so yes. Around college, I noticed that a lot of people were judging each other a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that it made life a lot easier to just be kind and genuine to the people around you. So I started practicing that. Through practicing that, I started traveling. So to be honest, in this time in my life, in my early 20s, traveling, deep conversations with people, psychedelics, and I just kind of got to this point where I found it so extremely interesting to be a conscious human being. And so then I started venturing deeper into that, reading, a lot of...
deeper into psychedelics?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That happened, right. As well as reading like a lot of deep philosophical texts and, diving into that and just learning as much as I could about everything. The universe, the cosmos, human consciousness. And that just kind of made me realize that life can be difficult. And I kind of have this ability to maybe help people with that. I started doing a little bit of public speaking, talking to people, about things we can do to change, not the world, but perceptions, and just make people feel a little bit more comfortable about being a conscious human meat vessel on this planet.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
You're not going to start wearing robes, I hope.
You are now all a part of my cult.
Give us your money.
Whoever's listening,
give us your money now.
Come to the Nelson Park. You must wear red and
call 1-800
and put frankfurters on your fingers and high five me.
Yeah. Bring 12 raw hot dogs and paint your eyes black.
Wear a wig of spaghetti.
So what about you, Nick?
That's interesting. I've never actually been asked that question before. I think I've always liked helping people. I feel really good out of it. And for me, I didn't plan this. I was traveling. It's kind of linked into, I guess, an event I used to run back home, which was called Fluoro Fridays. And basically the premise of that was I would invite anybody from the town I lived in, which was Wollongong on the east coast of Australia. And I'd say dress up in bright fluoro colors. Bring a surfboard. If you don't have a surfboard, that's fine. Bring a yoga mat, or if you don't even have to do anything. But basically, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to hold space, and we're going to do some meditation. We're going to surf. And it was pretty much an open forum to talk about mental health issues. So people would come down, and I would sort of be the catalyst by talking about some of my own problems. And a lot of it was sort of like trying to like challenge the stigma about, I guess, big perceived issues in society, and sort of changing a lot of, I suppose, cultural indoctrination about these sort of things, when it is such it's a ubiquitous problem between pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
And what I found from doing these things was that by being a bit of a spark, in some ways, more and more people were coming forward, and more people that had never expected to do it was that. And it became this really powerful thing. And I'm really happy to say that it's actually still going back home. And it's personally not my idea. Like, some other people were doing it. I saw it. I was like, can I get involved with this? And I'm like, fantastic. So I spearheaded in my hometown. But I think the thing that I caught from that most of all was the importance of vulnerability. And by people expressing, like, you know, in these really dynamic social environments, like their worries, their fears, the connections that were made with people were just incredible. Like, all of the crap was just cutting straight through. You could see who they were, and there was this
right.
incredible sense of beneficence and understanding and communion. And the friendships that I made out of that were powerful. And I guess what I learned from that, and trying to take that forward into events and I suppose the church, is that I guess no matter what is happening or where you are, there's always a little bit of you that other people will be able to see and really celebrate, no matter if there's darkness or if there's light, or if it's in an odd sense of creativity or a celebrated sense of creativity in society, or who knows. But I think I really like that, in the sense that by showing parts of yourself that normally aren't really on display, you actually, you really sort of like... I guess you're seen for who you really are, and people then can go, whoa. And yeah, so I guess taking that through to now into church, it's, it's in people who don't normally do it. It's that it's okay. Like, it doesn't matter what it's at. It's the fact that we're all on the same journey together. We can recognize these problems. We can recognize where you're at, where they're at. There shouldn't be any animosity. There shouldn't be any this judgment that Tyson was talking about, or things mm-hmm. like that. It's, we're all here. We're all trying to do the best we can. Why make it difficult? Why not work together as much as we can? Like, and I can do that by saying, yep, this is what I've got to hide, not hiding it anymore. Now it's out in the open. Let's make the best of this we possibly can. And mm-hmm. so I guess it's like that vulnerability turning into social cohesion, then turning into more positivity than a leaking Duracell battery.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, yeah. Oh, that's Amen. Really sweet. I mean, what you're really talking about is creating some sacred space for people.
But not in a heavy sort of way. And this yes. is,
no, I know.
This is where, okay, my experience being around that kind of talk... in quote-unquote spiritual circles, so often they get caught up in the semantics of it, right?
Oh, yeah,
and so
absolutely.
We're holding space for you, my child.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of thing, no, right?
There's none of that. Like that.
Yeah,
none of
yeah.
that.
It's fun.
Well, yeah. and that's it gets back to what I was saying at yeah. the beginning. When you're on a roll and everybody's just, you know, rolling in the aisles laughing, you can't control yourself. You can't control the energy. It's yeah. just there, right?
Yeah.
And it creates this momentum that is unstoppable. And so what I'm thinking in this is, I think we should kick them out of Nelson.
I heard Edmonton's
and
right.
No. We need to kick them out of Nelson and send them to Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm not quite sure it would work quite the same.
Let's blow the wig off of Trump.
Yeah.
How sad.
Yeah. What a pity.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bye-bye.
No, Nelson's the perfect place.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know if we would have started it if it wasn't for just loving Nelson so much and being like, yeah, this is a little bit of a weird and wonderful place, so
yeah.
let's make something weird and wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
Well, the beauty here is that you can be different.
Mm.
And
oh yeah,
I mean, maybe people will judge you, but they don't. Mostly, well, they don't show you that they're judging you. right? But
yeah,
but
sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, I'm calling a spade a shovel. There still are those elements.
Yeah.
I mean, all it takes is to be around the gay pride parade in the summertime, and there are people that show up that are heavily in judgment against that. But for the most part, it's live and let live. And that's what's so magical about this
100%.
Place. Yeah. And, I mean, this area, and not just Nelson. I mean, you guys have been here, what, 4.5 months?
Yeah, only 4.5. And we haven't really explored much of the Kootenays.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely worth checking out other areas.
We will. We definitely
but
will.
But why?
Yeah. But, well, because there is... I know you're being a smartass.
Really?
There is an energy, if you will. Like, there's a magic. I mean,
totally.
We live in New Denver. Mm. And if you go out on the lake in the middle of summer, for example, and you look up at the mountain that, well, normally had a glacier up on top of it, but with global, well, climate change, that's changed. But just being in the natural world around here, it just totally, it's like a warm, fuzzy blanket. And I mean, I don't know how many high mountains you've got in Australia. I don't think too many.
None.
But really. If you go up to Idaho Peak, for example, and it's quite a trek to get up there. Most people, you know, they
can
have...
can drive most of the way.
Yeah, you can drive most of the way, but then you go all the way to the very top. And you can actually see into the USA. Not that you'd want to, but anyway, you can, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, you literally feel like you're at the top of the world. And there is a, I mean, if you're talking about a spiritual experience, just that overwhelming wow effect,
yeah.
There are so many places around here that will give you that.
A lot of people have said that as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which is awesome.
And hot springs. I mean, if you haven't been in, you know, okay, there's...
Okay, tour guide.
All right, well...
This is good.
I'm
this
just
is
saying
great.
That there's more than just Nelson.
For
we
sure.
We have many people that listen to our show in the entire West Kootenay area, and I'm trying to put a plug for them as well. And what you guys are doing, if everyone was doing this in every small community,
it
would be absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you. That's a wonderful thing to say. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It feels to me like, I mean, I have to admit, I have tried to participate in spiritual events in my community, and I always feel like because I don't hold the same belief system, I'm not all that... welcome.
Well, you were clearly told that your beliefs weren't welcome.
Well, no. Well,
you were, but I mean, that's just the way it is, right?
You know, it's like the idea that you could just get together in communion with people and be real and be vulnerable and talk about your philosophies without any kind of a label.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
You're
that's it. Like yeah. down to a T. That is exactly the environment that we are trying to create.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just knowing you guys, the length of time
you
that I have.
You don't
know us. No, you're right. I don't totally don't. But I feel your vibe, man.
Yeah.
I feel
your
Kootenay vibe. And for me, it's you're so relaxed and.
That's because
sweet.
Of all the beers they're drinking.
Yeah. that I can totally see that would work in that environment with you guys holding space.
That's
for
so nice
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, thank you. I must say, though, that on that, it's paralleled. You know, we walked in here and that's how we felt immediately walking here.
Right.
100%. Like, you know, you instigated some humor, some relaxed atmosphere.
You loved the music that was playing, our elevator from hell music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and I guess that it, when, I mean, because we're coming in here, I've never done a radio thing like this in my life. I honestly thought this was going to be an interview. I didn't realize it was going to be live. So this is a lovely, lovely change.
Well,
dynamic.
It is an interview.
It's a live interview.
Both of those
You're
things.
Right. Yes, you are right. I am wrong.
But, get used to that, by the way.
Yes.
Get used to that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you're in a position creating the social environment here. And, you know, you're deliberately thinking about your actions and how that can make us feel comfortable. And it's a wonderfully emphatic thing to feel when you are endeavoring to make people feel good when there might be a bit of nerves and whatnot. So, it's reflected. You know, thank you so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome.
Very cool. So are you guys finding a particular age group that's participating, or is it a big, broad range of people?
Probably 12-year-olds, hey? 12-year-old humor? Just kidding.
This isn't like that kind of church, mate.
If you didn't say it, I was thinking about it, but I'm like, I wasn't going to, and you just went there.
He was asking for it.
I know. Hey, you did that on purpose.
You did.
You set us up. Which is okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's actually been like all across the scale.
Yeah, it has.
It really has. Yeah, like all the way through. I think a lot of the people that we know, which is around their mid-20s, come. But then we also have a lot of the older crowd who,
here. Why'd you look at me?
I tried to look away.
He looked at me and he made hand gestures directly toward me. What am I supposed to say with that? Huh?
That was Tyson 2. That wasn't Tyson.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Oh, good
T2.
Call. Thank you.
You're being retired.
I know. T2, it's all right. He's going back in the bath of acid.
I think I'm going to just hit the mute button on your channel.
Yeah. But no, it seriously is all across the scale and everyone is welcome. For sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, okay, describe, you already touched on someone getting up and sharing his deepest, darkest thoughts and all that. Would you say that was in your top 10 shows that you guys have done?
In some ways, yes. In other ways, no. That one was powerful in terms of, and that was very special.
Yeah.
But there were other shows that were much more, I guess, interactive as well.
Okay.
We've had games where we do a compliment off on stage. So, you know, we have people get up and they have to say the nicest things about each other and then slowly build it up until it's, you know, who's saying the nicest thing. It gets quite funny. We've had pancake tosses. And people have shared all different things. I mean, we've had spoken word poets read some of their own poetry. We've had people read monologues of the internet. So it's been really nice because there's always been a dynamic sense to it. So I guess it's hard to say because Tyson and I, we have an idea of what we'd like to happen every time, but we never know.
It's
different every time. We can guarantee a laugh.
Oh,
we can definitely guarantee fun and positivity, but you know, we're honestly as surprised as everybody else when it turns out. And that's what I really like about it is there's people who come who you don't know have these hidden talents or things or the flair to their personality. And then you just go, whoa, like that is fantastic.
It's cool to be there, like you say, to hold space and witness that.
Yeah.
And then you run into them on the street, for example, and they're walking a little bit higher.
Yeah,
off
definitely.
The ground, maybe a meter off the ground because of what they did. They
levitating, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then if they're not, then you can say, hey, remember what you did a couple of weeks ago.
Massively.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
But it's,
yeah.
It's nice. I've walked down the street and, you know, a big high five feels great.
Right.
You know, and it's really nice because you see people in that moment shine. And, you know, that's I feel that that's really special. So, yeah, I mean, it was very important that moment, the last church we did. But, it's hard to put it into a box because I don't think it really can be put there.
Well, and it's the same with our show, too. I mean, we've shared this with the listeners quite often. We're coming into our fifth year, sixth year,
fifth
whatever.
Year,
that's great. That's well done, yeah, just quickly. Oh, like, that's really
that's
nice.
Heavy. Yeah.
But, I mean, the point that I'm trying to make is that we've had our challenges, too, where you've arranged an interview and you're expecting someone to show up and you keep looking out the door.
They don't.
I mean, because we do the music part in the first hour, right? Mm. So you're doing your thing and you're just kind of looking at the clock and it's like, uh-oh, we have a no-show. And then there have been times when Anna will say, well, okay, we've got 3 minutes left and someone is inside of the foyer there. The one guy that comes to mind was Gregos, right? And he had just come from LA and recorded a big album project and he was out, you know, promoting his album. And
she just plopped him down
and we had one of the most amazing interviews.
Ah, say
and
yeah.
And it's like,
right.
And it, you know, there wasn't a lot of laughter, but there was a lot of depth to it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is not trying to control it. Mm. And that's like what we do in our show is there is no script. I mean, it's pretty obvious there ain't no script, right?
I don't say one.
No. But it's just trusting that you will have a discussion that is meant to happen.
Yeah.
And it's trusting that, you know, when you respect the other people involved, that they are going to deliver what they need to deliver, not only for their sakes, but for the listeners' sakes. And after doing this for so many years now, I really have come to have faith in that. And, you know, sometimes you'll have a little tweak of nervousness and go, oh, crap. Like when I was having technical issues earlier in the music part of the show, it's like, you know, sometimes shift happens, right? And so you just got to roll with it. Yes, that's why we called it that, because we couldn't say the real word.
Yeah, I like that.
There's even been times when, you know, we just found out in the morning on our way down and picked up a hitchhiker and said, okay, you can have a ride if you come to the studio with us.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. The condition of us taking you into Nelson is that we do an interview with you.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're all...
We called it Hitch Happens.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's so cool.
I love that.
Because quite often, the people that we pick up hitchhiking are really interesting. Yeah, you know,
of course.
They're traveling and there's lots going on. So,
yeah,
there were some really interesting people that we met that way.
I like it.
Anyway.
Oh, cool.
So we've got an extra, I don't know, say 5-10 minutes to go. Well, not quite 10, say 8.3 minutes.
7.
Okay, whatever. Oh, yeah, he's the numbers guy. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So what brought you two guys together? And I don't mean you're together. I just, well.
We live together, actually.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
As friends.
They're still single out there. They're still single. Attention.
No,
attention.
Tyson's from Tasmania, and it's a small island state at the bottom of Australia, if anyone doesn't know.
And did you own a devil as well? A Tasmanian devil?
I was around them.
Okay.
Yeah. They're cool.
Cool.
Yeah, and interestingly, like, another one of our friends who we came with, he was my housemate in Wollongong, and he was from Tassie and friends with Tyson. Through him, I met Tyson and a big group of incredibly genuine, kind, and wonderful people that honestly gave me a big perspective shift in my life. And Tyson picked me up going into a festival, and we broed down so quickly we realized we couldn't hang out anymore because it was awkward.
We discussed everything that the universe could
everything.
Discuss.
You were having those intimate conversations.
We went straight to it, and we got out of the car and looked at each other and was like, yeah, see you later. And then a year and a half later, I was going down to Tasmania a few more times, and Tyson and I, we would sort of bounce into each other and always be like, wow, this is incredible. Like, really, really, you know, good energy. We can feel there's a lot here, but it never sort of linked up. And when we all came to Canada, Tyson and I think had probably only spent a total of like 8-10 hours together as mates.
Yeah.
But cool. We knew that, like, it was incredibly solid. I knew he was, I just didn't know who he was.
Right.
And we actually lived, when we first got into Nelson, we lived out of vans for the first like month and a half, and then we lived in a funny trailer park with a lot of interesting characters, as you can imagine. And it really bonded us together. So Tyson and I have formed a very, you know, good friendship, and I'm really glad that, you know, it hasn't been, I guess, a linear path, but I couldn't have imagined it to be a better way to do something like this with Tyson. Because, I honestly wouldn't have thought of church if Tyson wasn't it, because it's Tyson's the man to run a church.
I'm a priest.
Very
of
good.
Love and justice.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So where do you see your lives in the future? Like in 10 years time, are you going to franchise this? Is it going to be a global experience or what?
You're
going to have your own jet?
Honestly, that had never even crossed my mind.
Well, I think it should, because the world needs more people like you. And I'm not blowing smoke up your
and more
arse.
Events like this. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. I don't know. We have some friends back home who run a festival in Tasmania, and I'd love to see something like this go back there. I mean, maybe one day Tyson and I could open a bar ourselves and just run some events that we do like this.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think since we've untapped a big creative potential, we'll just dive in both feet and see where it takes us.
For the moment, we're really, really enjoying just focusing on the now in Nelson and just smashing it out. Like, we are having an absolute blast with it. And
it's
so we're just doing that.
Yeah, we'll think about the future when we need to. But for the moment, let's have fun, Nelson. Yeah.
No, and I totally hear you. It's just, you know, something in the back of the, well, I'm sure...
You should always...
Being a philosophical mind and all that, there is this thing called manifestation.
No,
you get what you
true.
Focus on. Yep. So it's 100%. Like, okay, if you know, if you had $10 million in the bank, tax-free and all the other stuff, and I mean Canadian funds, not, you know, like real money, not Australian funds... but anyway,
Bitcoin.
Yeah, exactly. So if you had all this dough in the bank, what would you do with it? Like, you know, if you were to do this on a grand scale, if you had all your wishes, how would you do it?
Okay.
Nick, we have to make sure we don't sound like a cult.
Yeah.
When we do this,
cause no, no. Yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious.
We need your money. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Hopefully no one steals the ideas. I'm a big fan of Tony Robbins. Who knows? Maybe someday, one day, we could train people to do similar things like this. And we could send them around places around the world, all to small towns, and set up events like this, or even create schools or like systems of learning, or maybe something like that. But basically a way of trying to reach as many people as possible. I mean, if you can't do it personally, teach it and delegate it. So, yeah.
What about checking out the Gesundheit Institute? Did you ever see Patch Adams? The movie Patch Adams with Robin Williams.
But I can't remember it.
Well, rent it again or watch it on Netflix or whatever. Because
I think I know what you mean.
That's what he started. Yeah, was a hospital that was based on laughter.
Spreading positivity.
Yeah,
100%.
Exactly.
And ultimately, that's what we are trying to do is, spread positive vibes.
We just want to celebrate you and like make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
For sure.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you guys realize that you're going to be regulars on our show, right?
I would be so down.
I'd love that.
I would be so down.
That'd be rad.
I'd love it.
Let's get it done.
Well, you know,
we definitely have to check in again and see how
your events are going.
Sure. Are you feeling like you're forming your own little community
cult
through that process? Okay, I won't use that word.
It's early days, but... We want more people involved. We want, so it's early days. We just need some more people to recognize what we are doing. Mm-hmm. And, like, just come. I promise if you come, you'll be like, wow, this is actually, like, you will laugh, you'll be entertained, you'll feel good.
You'll think.
You'll see us there. Yeah. You will.
Awesome. Oh, I would love it if you guys would come.
That would be
really, really would.
Yeah.
And she'll get up and have her first mic experience.
You don't have to. It's okay.
Only if you feel like it.
Only if you feel like it.
No guarantees.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's fine.
So starting to form, the word's getting around because the people that do come are like, wow, this is amazing. But we do. We'd love more people to come and feel good with us. We really would.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put it out there.
So, yeah, I think this was awesome. We're actually getting to the top of our hour, so we have to kill the interview. I could go for another couple, 3 hours.
We sure. know.
Especially if we were digging into those muffins.
Oh, I can't wait for these muffins.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. To whoever was the lovely person who sent this.
Thank you so much.
Wow. You're the best.
That's insane.
You're totally the best.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks a lot, guys. So it's Nick.
Yep.
And
Tyson.
Tyson.
Did you say dirt?
Mike Tyson.
The only thing is, which Tyson am I?
And
Nick Tyson.
Yeah. And look, guys, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Hey, thank you, guys.
We appreciate it so much. Yeah. It's been awesome.
Thank you so much.
So
we really
Sundays
appreciate it.
Sundays at the Royal.
Every second Sunday, starting this Sunday, from now until the foreseeable future, the end of time, 4:20, we'll see you at church.
Sounds
cool. All right, so that's it for our show. You've been listening to Shift Happens, the spoken word, and we're going to end off with The Trues, and the name of the track is I Can't Stop Laughing. See you next week.
Nelson's independent and locally owned bookstore is a supporter of Kootenai Co-op Radio.